Na before you phone was some infiancia, infiancia, na say, fa na say, fa na say, to joy FM. Na preaching nearby, not so far your friend, na say. A den a yo. Would ye did you well rather than fence you? Nettie and papa may be near your phone, a bay ye, me dear Chesa. Almost 27 years in me, na me wa a colano. Me could cry say, me your phone, na say, tea and chama wo. Mse mechi uso sofo uso ansa. Mitiye na anti ene eradi adum akulane nyo obedium. Bo eradi mpa ese obeba gana dako. Na midine bechi ya wo papa. Fise inyame na moswa yibibri. Sana miba peni nso. Yesa nko onume drungu. Na mitiye opichi na anume bisa sajua. Tiye nye sofo nekano. Tiye nye sofo nekano. Utia bibia bie yampa. Ende akurano su wenyini. Waya yifro. Wawome munai. Mema kentinka nai. Ntida odie. Odie minim. Nyamede ube dru gana. Mai. Sebe sumu yenye huwe jumasuna nyamede uya. Gana epe yeye. Dada nyami shirao. Dada nyami shirao. Eda wase. Papa. Na wantire chile. Wama yemenyi na yenshira.
Midase. Pa san se mitie wuno abua me papa ewo mabrabum even ene preaching e ba ye no mitie preaching no afi kese mi bome nina me yede imi isu Jeremiah chapter 29 no verse number 11 no the Bible say uni madrin kura o drini ewe ye hun enye boni die nemo mso beme yewe ye pa enye ni da suo no Tis the we are usi chre chre and semino mafimijina wa anti bruni ba kokraba me wo Frank at a dear sem nam su enye bibia because the bome ni aneni suba because make shebe bia na me wo any baby and yame or de mea babi druna huni so wen yame ni hu hu. And tino me shedien nyame enamu preaching a so a dear de aye wo ma bra bumuna. And no honey soon and then no mere de metis in your miss winning my dream cra or dreamy way home. And then your mere dom kakranka cra quin sending an eye to semino. And him so was a sunny pebby bra brabo in your menambos was a sunny pebby bra brabo. And so no minim ye say a canny penny beans or so a day. A wood dram boo no a day, a cheer almost so nya so mere day, a ba a boo no mu. Nyame won't wear day in ye. Nti adwuma na ode ahye wo nsa no ye besere onyame so oma omu aho den oma oyokodru nso e de ehunhun a obetumi e de ayye akodru na minim ye se nyame nso de wo be de ebeye nyame nhira wo bebre nyame nhira wo bebre
One my bandini, my dinina. Oh, my sweet. Me dano. One my bandini, my dinina.
Me tree wall.
me done wo wonne ma bandindi matini na Unni ma bandindi matini na matini na mi bankobia meni daso ma huodi oh oh matini na mi bankobia Wone ma bandindi matini na Oh ma ye swe Mi chwi wo mi dano Wone ma bandindi matini na Mandy.
Sarah, feminine, Sarah, one in a change and in change. 106.3 Only God can stop us now. 106.3 FM.
Sante, well, my in a cabin, Sante, and some trony papa, no size, and multimedia, moony size. May say, or my in a cabin, Sante, Adam FM. May say, some judgment and Casadia, why I check and two experience, or my in a cabin, Sante. No bias. Manage you, or you man home. Ah! Me say from a binder down to a bindful throwaway. Said the away with you, my own sister. Da. When a chair say yes, we ain't same truny, or my in a cabinet sante. Champion, my in a cabinet sante. Me say, oh, we are too much of my in a.
Eh, me, you never want to mention that also.
Junior, the Dassipi,
Miss Medassi, or my
what you bring me a dinkumo.
On your number, bo.
You ever bo?
My in a cabinet sante. I am a dead.
Waman hene, pamina sante. Waman hene, pamina sante. Waman hene, pamina sante. What can I say? What carry I want?
Senior Mikayan, gold is the one holding Ghana now. And because of Ghana, I'm saying Tina, we're 80 tons per year. I feel 135 tons. Additional, you know, be brief, Ghana, I'm saying. So we must be prepared to sacrifice in the fight against Ghana, I'm saying. Say, production will come down. It means that exports will reduce. And then also the issue of employment. Because employment in the Nkodani Bebre, a lot of the young people who currently are surviving with Galamse would also get unemployed.
Galamse is a complex one. When I come into office, I will win that fight in 4 months.
This Galamse matter. The incoming president, President Mahama, just as he has announced that he will set up a commission of inquiry on looted lands, I am hoping that he will set up a commission of inquiry on Galamse. We must identify all the actors from the top. I'm not interested in these errand boys who are in the pits. The real masterminds, the cabal, the doyens, they must be named and shamed. They must be sanctioned. And I will wish that we totally stop small-scale mining. Let's just ban it for a period. Let the environment rest. I don't mind 10 years. We are saying that we are not interested. In any case, what are we getting? You've seen all the reports, the smuggling that goes on. A commission of inquiry. We go after the real McCoys. We sanction them. We place a total ban for a good number of years to reclaim our environment, to restore our water bodies, and then after 10 years, we can really decide on what we do. If we are not willing to take radical steps, anchored with integrity of leadership, because look, under the name of all the sponsoring parties, they are, who are those they are sponsoring? Who are those they are sponsoring? Those of us close to party financing, we know the struggles it is to campaign and to. I mean, who
for the greed of money for themselves and their families are destroying our water body. May God kill all of them. The people are committing genocide, poisoning our waters. And we are looking on and playing politics around it. It's evil, it's barbaric. The people who manage our water say that, look, now there are children, they found mercury, cyanide, and things in their blood, causing cancers and limbs. You will see the water is very clear. But when you take it to the laboratories, you see chemicals. That was what they said on TV. The woman said that the fact that our water is clear and you are drinking it does not guarantee that the water is chemical and cyanide free. Some of the politicians, some of the opinion leaders, some of the chiefs are involved in the pollution of our waters. And God don't punish them. God don't punish them for destroying our water bodies. How can you compare a few hundreds and thousands of people and the activities in killing 33 million people? Foreigners have entered and they are mining on our waters. And we are looking on. What kind of a people are we? can you go to China and go and do Galamsey in China? Can you go? Which country can you go to and go and do Galamsey there? It shows the weakness of our system. That foreigners will come into our country, go into our forest, forest reserve, and then our water that are clean, and they will mine in the water and pollute the water, and we are looking on playing politics with it. Any politician, any chief, anybody in our water bodies and polluting because of the money for their pocket, and our systems are being poisoned. May God kill them first. And we have the army, we have the military, and we can't enter the forest and arrest these people and stop all forms of galaxy. We can't do it. It means that we ourselves, we are inside and we have interest and we are lining our pockets. And anybody here who is in Galamse, get ready to die first. Our waters have become Milo. Milo is mass murder. This is stupidity and nonsensical. And when I see Chinese people carrying guns and they have guarded off the area of the Galamse, and they are now threatening our citizenry from not coming to stop them. And you see our military men. These military men are also there, and they have also expressed interest. So this government must not fail the Ghanaians people. This government, because the previous government, they toy with our river bodies, and they have passed. This new government, they should rise up and do the work. They should deport all foreigners, Chinese, whatever, all those who are polluted. They should deport, they should arrest them, deport them. The word I hate cry in my life is that, your friend is saying, Galam said, yeah, and they best stop here, and they aim me, and they will. Mean they won't best stop. Am I in Galam say? How do I stop Galam say? Am I in the army? It means that the people who can stop it, the military, the police, they should do their work. I'm a pastor, I'm preaching. The best I can do is what I am saying. That this is mass murder, it is genocide, it is killing us.
Onyom number bo.
Yebe bo.
Wa man hene kwa bena sante. Wa man hene kwa bena sante. What